check? I said, staring across the board at Bob. His tiny eyes regarded me warily, then softened for the second or third time since we'd begun the game. I was wearing him down, and not just at chess. The Cayenne pilot had promised to reveal his name, and never had. This farce about what to call him was beyond frustrating. I'd decided a while ago to get proactive and turn it around on him and my friends. "My name is," he began. I motioned to the board, cutting him off. "Check. You should concentrate. Wouldn't want this to be the first game you lose against me. I'm a fair player. Always been a natural, according to Pops. But you're a galactic space being with super brain cells. What will your homies think if I thrash you in a game this simple?" He returned his attention to my knight, which was threatening his king. I waited. He looked up. "I really feel I must tell you my name, and why knowledge of it was withheld."
"It's your move, Bob."
Did I want to know the answer to both questions, his name and why the pilot and my friends had been so cagey about it? Absolutely. But watching them squirm was sweet satisfaction. Bob wanted to tell me, but I wasn't listening. Soon I would have Solon, Montel, and even Cayenne desperate to bring me in on their little secret. But I wasn't having any of it. Who was the master of my destiny? I was. Bob moved one piece, then stared across the board at me.
"Checkmate."
"Sizo," I muttered.
"I am sorry to interrupt," Cayenne said, "but there is a powerful distress call being broadcast from Destinia."
"Why should I know that system or planet or whatever?" I asked.
"Destinia is where we left Hoenn to seed it. The primordial world won't be a good place for anyone to live for some time," Cayenne says, "which makes me wonder why your people attempted to shelter there. You implied that the explorers would be elite, the best of the best. This feels more like amateur hour."
"We haven't been back in the Reach Galaxy for a week, and there is already drama." I reset the board, glad to erase the evidence of my recent defeat. "Colonel David Patricks was in charge of those three ships. He should know how to survive on any world. The UEDS training assumed that any world we located would be extremely harsh. Tell me the rest of the story."
"He describes a swarm of Talis," Cayenne said. "You remember the octopus-headed alien corpses we saw floating in the void around Esel Aeon, right?"
"Yeah, how could I forget that scene?" Memories of thousands of ships, including a dead Azok, drifting just out of range of gravity wells, haunted me. The battle for control of that system, maybe of the entire Reach, had been beyond epic. I thought the Talis were wiped out.
"Why would you jump to that conclusion?"
Cayenne asked. Bob listened.
"They didn't take over the Gavant Reach? I'd never heard of them until we went looking for the Seer Master Key. Doesn't that point to their demise?"
I saw the flaw in my assumption even as I was speaking. "They only lost the forces they sent here and probably have more where they came from. Another galaxy?"
"Possibly. Little is known of the Seer or their origin, but what limited research I have been able to conduct suggests the Talis were vassals of the Seer, much like the Alshan or Titans served the Gavant," Cayenne said.
"Fantastic." I adjusted my pod chair and drew several holographic screens closer to me. The upgrade was fun to play with, though I hadn't decided if the view was easier or harder on the eyes than the visual tools I'd been using. "Give me the message. Maybe I can read Patrick's body language or something. Get info you missed."
"Of course, Noah. I am sure your focused mental capacity will pierce the puzzle of this crisis," she said.
That was a nice way of saying you're a million times smarter than I am. The starship didn't respond, but I sensed what passed for a smile. The distress call, audio only, played through a lot of static. United Earth comms sucked,